And we are continuing to monitor a hostage situation in downtown Buffalo. There is a heavy police presence in the area of Broadway and Ellicott near the Central Library. A Buffalo Police SWAT team is at the scene. A number of city streets in the area have been cordoned off. A busy part of downtown near the Central Library and near Lafayette Square. People are being moved back from the area. Streets have been cordoned off in the area. And there is a heavy police SWAT team, and there is a crisis negotiators at the scene. Let's go now to WBFO's Jay Moran. He's standing by live with Cheryl Hagan in the area. Jay?
Yeah, thanks very much, Omar. We're now down actually a little to the east of that particular location. We're sectioned off here by police at Broadway and Elm, about two blocks east of Metro Lone Pawn Shop, and we can get a really good look at the Buffalo SWAT team. They're crouched down behind their vehicle, making sure that they stay out of harm's way at all times. Talked to a Buffalo police official just a little while ago, talked about this crisis management team that has been called to the scene. These are specialized police officers who are set aside just for these types of scenarios. Their job to engage with the man inside the building and try to just eventually, hopefully, get him to calm down and put down his weapon and come out without any other further harm happening. We also had a chance earlier to talk to someone who perhaps maybe had the closest view of what happened here earlier, Bob Newman, who owns the shop next door to Metro Loan that's called Perks Coffee. This is what he told us earlier this morning.
Another officer came in a couple minutes later and said, well, we really need to move this along. There's he has apparent botched robbery with apparent two hostages. So we did hurry right along, got out of there, locked the store open, went up towards the main block from there.
That again is Bob Newman of Perks Coffee Shop here in downtown Buffalo, just next to Metro Loan Pawn Shop. I'm down here in downtown Buffalo with WBFO's Cheryl Hagan, who has more.
And Jay, just moments ago, I did have an opportunity to talk to Buffalo Police spokesman Mike DeGeorge, and he provided us with this update.
Buffalo Police responded to a hostage call just before 9:30 this morning in the first block of Broadway. It's currently an active scene. The Buffalo Police SWAT team and the Buffalo Police hostage management team were called to the scene earlier. They are on scene negotiating with the individual. Police have described the situation at this point as a armed standoff. And police also asking folks, residents, motorists to avoid the area. There are many streets in and around the Broadway, Ellicott, Clinton, Elm, Washington area that are either blocked off, closed off, or cordoned off. And police just asking folks to stay away from the area for the time being.
And it's just patience? Is they're just talking at this point?
Well, there's negotiating, Cheryl, and, you know, at the end of the day, everybody hoping for a peaceful ending.
So once again, Buffalo Police are dealing with an armed standoff here. SWAT team, Erie County Sheriff, and other agencies are on the scene. And for that reason, of course, we have various streets closed, including parts of Oak Street, central to downtown, as well as Broadway, William Clinton, Sycamore, all sectioned off in the general downtown area, causing jam-ups in many other streets around those streets, including Michigan Avenue is one of them, was very jammed up earlier. So advice is to stay home, do not travel downtown if you need to this afternoon. You might want to just reschedule that appointment or something. But at the moment, Buffalo Police still on the scene of an armed standoff on Broadway at a Metro Loan pawn shop in downtown Buffalo.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Jay. Let's go now to WBFO's Chris Kea, who is also in the area there in downtown Buffalo. Chris, where are you?
Well, Omar, I am in Lafayette Square in front of the Central Library downtown, along with probably about 100 other onlookers who stopped to watch the situation unfold. We can see the armed SWAT vehicle and that has taken up position along with officers outside of the Metro Loan pawn shop on Broadway, right across from the Central Library, along with Broadway being closed down between Elm and Main Streets. Court Street is also closed then to Pearl Street. Clinton Street is also closed, along with Washington Street, Ellicott Street, and parts of Oak Street. And it's a bit of a carnival atmosphere here as people stand around gawking, watching the situation unfolding. Lots of joking and frivolity going on. People just carrying on like it's a day at the circus, essentially. Not really adhering to the police's demands that they stand back and all of that. Quite an unusual situation for a perspective of the public's point of view. Another officer now just walking over to somebody else, telling them to get out of the line of potential crossfire if gunfire were to erupt. So we will be stationed out here for the time and provide more information as it becomes available. Reporting live in downtown Buffalo, Chris Kayette, WBFO News.
Okay, once again, a hostage situation taking place in downtown Buffalo at the Metro Loan Pawn Shop at 42 Broadway. This situation began around 9:30 this morning, a very busy part of downtown Buffalo, right near the Central Library and Lafayette Square. As Chris said, a number of streets in the area have been cordoned off. The public is being asked to avoid that area. We want to reiterate that there have been no reports of any shots fired or any injuries at this point. It is unknown how many hostages there may be inside of that pawn shop. There are reports that there may be multiple hostages, but police spokesman Mike DeGeorge would not confirm a number for WBFO News. A number of area buildings and the library, people are being asked to take caution and avoid certain entrances and exits. Again, a heavy police presence in the area of Broadway and Ellicott. A police SWAT team is at the scene. Crisis negotiators are attempting to speak with the individual involved. Maybe multiple hostages inside of that pawn shop. WBFO will be at the scene throughout the afternoon and with live reports throughout the day from WBFO's Chris Kea. WBFO's Ashley Hertzel is heading to the scene as well. Stay with us throughout the day. We will let you know of any developments when they happen here on 88.7 FM WBFO. It's 106 at your NPR station. We're going back to Here and Now. We'll keep you updated with the latest throughout the day.